The fifth quarter.
Jim's on the line. Jim, thanks for your call. Fire away.
Jim, hi. What do you think of it? Is this the worst game Geelong's played for the year?
It possibly, Jim. I think it's look, you take it in context. They didn't play very well tonight, and that's obvious. Brisbane certainly played very well. Brisbane are also on a bit of a winning streak. The Cats have been up now for a long time. They've been playing some great footy. They've won six on the trot. So, look, potentially it is, but I certainly don't think it's too much to be concerned about at this stage. But they'll have a lot of work to do, and at this stage of the year, I think that's probably fair enough.
Yeah. What did you think of the performance, Jim?
No, I thought we need a ruckman. Esava is not doing the job that he's supposed to be doing. Rhys Stanley's our best go. They should let the guy play. Forget about Esava. Esava, he's still learning the craft. He can't. He's not good enough. No way, no one. How many touches did he have tonight? What's the...
Benny?
Esava Radigalia had eight possessions.
Eight possessions.
He didn't take a mark.
No, that's
no
not
marks. How many hit outs did he have? One or two.
He had three. So no, sorry, I lie. He had eight. 3-2 advantage.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's something for the Cats selection staff to discuss. Jim, I appreciate your call. Thank you for joining us. You're in the draw for the next level scrimmage double pass. Andrew has joined us. Andrew, thanks for your call. Hello, Andrew. Looks like we might have lost Andrew there. You there? Wendy's joined us. Hello, Wendy.
Guys, how are you going? That was a bit sad, I reckon.
Yeah, it wasn't great, Wendy, was it?
No, I think our guys just didn't arrive tonight.
No, they had a bad night. You're going to have bad nights, unfortunately. Geelong had a bad one. And just look, there is plenty to work on, and they were well beaten in pretty much every facet of the game. So a few players were down. Selwood had a quiet one. Gary Rowan was pretty quiet. Close was quiet. So Jeremy Cameron was very quiet.
The good thing is, Wendy, they get to do it all again next week and redeem themselves against the Bombers. Thanks for your call, Wendy. We always appreciate your support. We hope you got some knitting done tonight as you listen to us. We've got the Lion Song coming at us, and we're happy to take your calls. Andrew, if you're listening, please call us back 52-232-955 as you can hear the excitement down in the Lions rooms in the bowels of the Gabba as they improve to 10-4. Just bringing up the updated AFL ladder ahead of this song from the Brisbane Lions, who live in a non-COVID impacted state. The Lions have climbed to third with a percentage of 131.5, so they've picked up 3%. Geelong now down to fourth with a percentage of 120.6, so the Cats have lost 7% tonight with that loss at 44 points. Here's the Brisbane Lions. Going to take them back to the finals, so they'll make a third consecutive finals appearance. Andrew has rejoined us. Thanks for your call, Andrew.
Hey, Kenny, how are you, boys? Great call tonight, boys.
Thank you.
I don't think tonight really has too much impact. I mean, down back, we look like we're a bit undermanned.
Andrew, look, keep going.
Down back, we looked a bit undermanned. Sorry, I've got ignorance in the background. You know, in the... sorry, boys. I'm really sorry. We're just lacking something. I don't know what it was, but... Esava in the middle as well. People are critical of Esava, and I think he's just a young bloke learning his craft. I see him, myself, as the next Nick Nat. I don't know how you boys think, but I see him, someone that's going to have a breakout year, whether it be this year or next year, whether it be in a premiership window or an outside of a premiership window, I think he's going to be something to behold. He is a good player.
Your first point there, you make a good point about the Cats' backline. I think they did look stagnant, and they probably they didn't have that spark, if you like, they've had in the previous weeks. A lot of that was to do with the way that the Brisbane Lion midfield were able to bring the footy through the middle of the ground. They didn't have a lot of pressure early, and they got it outside, and they were able to run. And the Brisbane Lions forward line, it certainly does complement each other. They've got six or seven very different players that are good in the air and good on the ground. So that's the way they played. And your second point, I tend to agree. Geelong have been crying out for a ruckman to come through for a while, and we hear that a lot from the supporters. And Geelong continue to win games and be successful without that A-grade ruckman. And they've, you know, over the last six or so weeks, they've sort of said to Asava, you know, you just have a run at it, and he's going to have his ups and downs, and we know that. It will be interesting to see into the next part of the season what they do with Rhys Stanley. But if you're going to see a young player come through, they do need time out there. So that's, they're certainly putting that time into Asava at the moment. So there's some good pickups there.
Thanks for your call, Andrew. You are in the draw for the double pass to Next Level Skirmish. Isaac Smith is going to join us. We're just getting him up on the line now. But, Benny, the KFC Twitter, download the KFC app today to get your tasty KFC delivered. Can you just give us a little bit of the sentiment, maybe some of the better replies to our usual question?
Oh, it's just pretty much bad night, move on, Kingy, from a lot of the Cat fans. I was just going to say on Radigalia that he's got too much X factor, and Geelong have put too much time into it to let him go. He's out of contract, isn't he? At the end of this year.
Who's that? Sorry.
Radigalia.
Yes, he is.
So he's coming up to 50 games. He has so much athleticism. You'd be holding your breath if he went somewhere else. I'll give you the tip, and in 4 years' time, he's dominating as either a ruckman or a forward. But
the fifth quarter.